Davor, wenn wir da alle. I must be honest, these Gemara's of our God are less Geschmack. It's not a whole sugya that you can get your teeth stuck into. But that's why we are trying to do it as quickly as we can, really. So we're up to the Gemara. First word on the line, Tanya, Abba Oima, Abba Binyamin Oima. Yesterday we spoke about discovering and seeing demons. We'll speak about less scary topics today, Mitzvah Hashem. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Oimer, Ein Tfila Shel Odom Nishmas Ela B'Beis HaKnesses. A Tfila can only be heard and accepted by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam if it's in a shul. We'll soon see whether that's literal. Shanema. Lishmoya el horino ve'el hatfila. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to the rino, which is the singing, ve'el hatfila. And we have a drosha. The mokim rino shom tehi tfila. Where should your tfila be? It should be in the place of rino, in the place of praise. What's the place of praise? So Rashi says, the mokim rino be'beis hakneses. Sheshom oimrim hatzibur. That's where the congregation says Shireis Hashishbochai, sings and songs and praises, Beni'imas Koil Orev, in a pleasant musical voice. So because that's the place designated for praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore that's really the place where tefillah should happen. Now, does that mean if you daven at home, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept your tefillah? No, it does not mean that. Omar Ravim Baravada, Omar Yitzchok, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Motsui B'beis HaKnesses. I cannot claim to understand what this really means, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu is to be found in the Beis HaKnesses. I would have thought Hakadosh Baruch Hu is found everywhere, but obviously there's some intensity of the Shechina, of the divine presence in the Beis HaKnesses. Shenemar Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil. Where is Hakadosh Baruch Hu to be found? Ba'adas Keil, in the place of community, on a place where people assemble together. As Rashi says, the base moyed shaloi, in a meeting place, and obviously that's a reference to shul. Uminayin la'asara shemispalalim, how do you know if 10 people daven together, shashchino imohem, shenemar eleikim nitzov ba'adas keil. Uminayin shloisho sheyeshvin bedin. How do I know if 3 people, dayonim, sit down together for a bezdin? How do I know Shashchino Imohem Shenema Bekerev Elohim Yishpoit? Uminayim Lishnaim. How do I know if 2 people, Sheyoshvim Voiskim Batoira Shashchino Imohem, that when they are Oisik in Torah, the Shechino is there? Shenema Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem Ish El Rei Ehu. One person to his friend. There's just 2 people there, Vayakshiv Hashem. Mayo Luchosh Veishmoi. This is just, by the way, in the brackets, because it's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Omar Vashi Choshav Odom. The person was planning to do a mitzvah and then an oinus occurred and he was unable to do that. Mala olav akosav ki'ilu asa'o. It is as if he did the mitzvah. Okay, that goes in parentheses. Back to our subject. Uminayin shafilu echod sheyoshev v'isik b'teira sheshchino imoy. In the singular, ubeirachticha. So we add psukim for 10, 3, 2, and 1. If we have a pasuk telling us that the Shechina is there, even when one person is learning, trei mi boya, question mark. So do I need a pasuk to teach me that the Shechina is there for 2? If it's there for 1, obviously it's there for 2. Says the Gemara, a very peculiar answer. Trei Michtavan Milaihu Besefer Hazichreinois. The Mila of 2, what's unique about 2 is that the words of 2 people learning together are written down in the book of remembrance. Now, what exactly that means, I'm not sure. Although, we'll see in a second. Let's just add one more line. If it's a chad, then loy michtavan mili b'seifa hazichreinus. If a person learns by himself, then it's not written in the seifa hazichreinus. Now, Tosfos already points out that obviously it is written, because nothing that a person does is ever not recorded. Everything is recorded. But apparently there are different Sefer HaZichronos. Again, this is all very deep, and I can't really understand this. Continue. So once we're told that two people, comma, tlosami boya, so do I need to be told that the same is true with three? If two, obviously three. No, three is unique because three was talking about a bezdin, three dayanim. So therefore says the Gemara, ma'od etema, I would have thought, dino shlema ba'al mahu. I would have thought that no, when three people are sitting, issuing a psak din, maybe that's nothing, not a reason for the Shekhinah to be there, because all they're doing is they're not really learning Torah. All they're doing is paskening a shayla, and that's the Gemara's chiddush. No, three people paskening a shayla, that's also Torah, because they're working out at the end of the day what is the Ratzon Hashem. So I would have said, ma'od etema dina shlema ba'alma hu v'loy asya Shekhinah. No, kamash malon, the dina nami hainu Torah. The paskening a din is also Torah. V'chime achar dafilu tlosa, comma, asara miboya, so why do I need to be told 10? Asara kodmo shchino v'asya. When 10 people are about to assemble, then the Shekhinah actually preempts them, and the Shekhinah turns up first before the 10 people arrive. Just adjusting the camera here. Whereas that's, you're telling, unique for 10. Whereas Telasa ad the Yosfi, it's only when they actually assemble and sit down, only then the Shekhinah will eventually arrive. Says the Gemara, Omar Abba Oven Barada, Omar Bitzot Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Maniach Tfilin. Again, these are very deep concepts, very hard to understand. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on tefillin? What does that mean? Very difficult. But minayin shaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach tefillin, shenemar nishba Hashem biyaminoi, with his right hand, ubizroyoi uzoi. Biyaminoi. That word yaminoi means zutayro. I don't know, yaminoi is a reference to Torah. Shenemar yaminoi eish tos lomoi. Ubizroya uzoi elu tefillin. Why? Shenemar Hashem oiz. And how do I know the oiz? Minayin shahat tefillin is an oiz heim li Yisrael. Tefillin is the strength for Klal Yisrael. Tiksiv ro'u kol ame ha'oretz ki shem Hashem nikra olecha v'yoru mi'imeko. The goyim will be afraid of you once you're wearing your tefillin. So you see that tefillin gives koyach, oiz, to Klal Yisrael. Betania. Reb Elezer ha'godol oimar elu tefillin shabaroish. When a person puts on his tefillin shabaroish, that makes the goyim, as it were, afraid. So we have a pasuk that teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Rav Chiya bar Abin, Hani tefillin, these tefillin de Morei Alma, the master of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who you said is wearing tefillin, Mai Ksiv Behu, what does it actually say in the parashiyos, in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, it says, Umi ka'amcho Yisrael, goy ochad ba'aretz. So incredibly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin does not contain words that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but rather it contains words that praise Klal Yisrael. Umi ka'amcho Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Umi mishtabeach kudosh Baruch Hu b'shabachayu de Yisrael. Is that considered a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu by virtue of the fact that Klal Yisrael are praised? Someone says, yes, in the Ksev, Es Hashem Hemarto Ayoim, V'Hashem Hemircho Ayoim. Om Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativo Achas Bo'oilom. How do we translate that? That you have made for me Chativa Achas, a unique entity. Klal Yisrael are the ones who declare the unity. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a unique entity, they're the ones who create that in the world. V'ani e'ese eschem Chativa Achas bo'olam. so too I will make you a unique, I will make Klal Yisrael, just like you're the ones who proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness, I'll be the one to proclaim Klal Yisrael's uniqueness. So you see that each one is praising the other. Atem asisuni chativa achas bo'ilam. Where do you see that Klal Yisrael declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one? Because they say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ani e'aseh eschem chativa achas bo'ilam shenema u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. What does goy echad? It doesn't mean one nation. It means they're a unique nation, and that's a reference to Klal Yisrael. Okay, Omale Rabacha Braid the Rav Rabashi Tinach Bechad Beisa. We know that tefillin have four batim, at least the tefillin shell Rosh. So if you tell me that it's written Mikamcha Yisrael, that only tells me about one of them. So what's written in the rest of the tefillin? Tinach Bechad Beisa, I understand in one bias. Babashar Bote Mai. But what about in the rest of the batim? Look at the bottom Rashi, Shaharei Arbo'o Batim Heim, because there are four Batim. Batim, as we know, literally means a house. Over here, it doesn't mean a house, it means a compartment. So we only know what's written in one of the compartments in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, and that is Mika Amchi Yisrael. What about the rest? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a whole bunch of parishes. Omalei, Kimi Goy Godoil, Umi Goy Godoil, Ashrecha Yisrael, Oy HaNisa Elokim, Vela Sitcha Elyoin, a whole bunch of parishes. One second. We've gone much more than four. Ihochi Nefishi Lohu Tuvi Bati. If so, you're going to need much more batim. Nefishi means many. You're going to need many batim. We've only got four. So Gemara says, you're right, some of them are put in the same bias. Elo. Kimi goy godoil umi godoil to damyan lahadodi, which are similar to each other. Bechad beis, so that goes in one. Okay, number one. Ashrecho Yisrael, and also umi ka'amcha Yisrael. Bechad beis, that's two. Oy haniso Elohim, bechad beis, that's three. Velesitcho Elyoin, bechad beis, and that's four altogether. So it's true, there are actually six parashiyos, that they are put into four batim because in two of them they have two parashiyos. The kulu ksiv ba'adrei. And all of them are written in the bias of the shel yad. Because in the shel yad, as we know, there's only one bias. So all of those parashiyos are put in the shel yad. So in the shel roish, they're split up into four. But in the shel yad, they're all put into one. Look at the top Rashi, it's on the right-hand corner. The kuluk sivi be'edrei kol aksuvim alalu, all of these writings, ksuvim bezroya, are written on the arm, the yad, the base echod, she'oison shel yad einon ela bayis echod. Because the tefillin of the shel yad only has one bayis, kodam rinu b'melofis. Okay. So we continue. Obviously, these Gemaras are chas v'sholom no less important than the halachic sugyas. But just that we would like to spend more time really on the halachic sugyas, and that's why we're learning these fairly quickly. It says the Gemara on the top line, we keep going over here. Oma Rovin Ba Rav Adon. Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Adon. Omer Rav Yitzchak, and he said in the name of Rav Yitzchak, Kol horogil lovoy lebeis haknesses. Anybody who is regular in shul, and then all of a sudden v'loy bo yom echod, and one day he does not turn up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, inquires about him. Says Rashi, Ma tivoy shel ploini, what's the state with this person, lovoy bo? Why didn't he come to shul? Shenemar, as it is written, Mi bochem yirei Hashem shemea b'koil ovroi asher holach chashochim ve'einoi dein goine loy. Ve'im l'dvar mitzvah ho'ileich. If he didn't turn up to shul because he was involved in a mitzvah, then goyin eloi, he will have light. Ba'at im l'dvar harashus. But if he missed shul because he was involved in some permissible activity, but not a mitzvah activity, then ein goyin eloi, then he will not have light, because yiftach b'shem Hashem. My timer, b'shem dehavalei levtoyach b'shem Hashem v'loi botach. Because he ought to have trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not abandoned davening to take care of some otherworldly activities which are clearly less important than davening. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yechon b'shor shakadosh Baruch Hu baba beis ha-kneses v'loi motso ba'asora. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, as it were, and sees that there is no minion there, so what happens? Miyad hu koyes, he becomes angry. Shenema madua bosi ve'ein ish karasi ve'ein oine. Why have I come to shul and nobody's bothered turning up? Not covered for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Says the Gemara, Omar b'chelboi, Omar rabbeinu kol ha-koyveya mokoyim le'tfilosoi. Very important halacha. Eloikei Avraham be'ezroi. Anybody who has a fixed place for his davening, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avraham, will help him. In other words, one should not jump around, hop around from shul to shul, and even within the shul, one should sit in a mokoim kavua. And that way you get extra siyata d'shmaya in your tefillah. Ukeshemeis. And when that person eventually passes away, oimrim loy, they will say about him, ionov, ichosid. They'll say, where is this great humble person? Where is this chosid, this righteous person? Mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. He'll be considered a talmid of Avraham Avinu. Now, how do you know that Avraham Avinu himself was koveya mokim for tefillah? Avraham Avinu mina lam the kava mokim the ksiv vayashkim Avraham baboiker el hamokim asher omad sham ve'in amido el tefillah shenema vayamoid Pinchas vayefalel. So from there we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avraham when he was koveya mokim for his tefillah, so too anybody who does the same is following in Avraham Avinu's footsteps, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him as well, just like he helped Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chelboy, Omar of Unahayotze mi beis ha-kneses. When a person leaves the shul, al yafsia psia gaso. You should not take large steps. You should not run out of shul as if to say that you're very happy to leave. Look at Rashi on the fifth or sixth narrow line. Al yafsia psia gaso, why not? Lefi shemare ba'atzmoy, because then he is showing himself she'ikuv beis ha-kneses, that to have to wait a little bit in the shul, doime olav kamasu, is of a big burden to him. And we don't want Torah or Tefillah or Avodas Hashem to be a burden. Therefore, when you leave the shul, you leave in small steps. Says the Gemara, one second, it depends which direction. Omer Abaye, loy omron, elo lemeipak. That's only referring to when he leaves shul, ava lemeyal, but when he's going to shul, to the contrary, mitzvah lemirhat, then it's a mitzvah to run, because then you're showing you're excited. Shenema, near the fall, let's run. Ladas es Hashem. Omer Abzeira, meireish, in the beginning, said Rav Zeira, at first, when I used to see the Talmidim, the Korohiti, they were running the Pirka B'Shabta, they were running to the ship that was set on Shabbos, Amina Komechalian Rabbonon Shabta. I thought that they were being Mechalal the Shabbos. I saw all these people running, and I didn't understand what's going on. Why are they all running? You're not supposed to run on Shabbos. So I thought they were being Mechal al Shabbos, as it were. But Kiven, the Shemana, the Hod, Reb Tamcha, Mom, Reb Shua ben Levi, But then I heard the following statement in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. It says, La'olam yarutz adam ledvar alocha b'afilu b'shabbos. He says a person should always run to a mitzvah, even if it is on Shabbos. Ah, so then I realized they were doing the right thing after all. Shenema achrei Hashem yelchu ka'ariye yishog, and therefore ano anam yirahitna. So therefore, I'm also going to run. So I also run. So in the beginning, I thought they were doing the wrong thing. I thought you're not allowed to run on Shabbos at all, period. Shabbos is a day of menucha, not for running around. But then I saw the Noah of Tanchum said, in the name of Shua ben Levi, that you should run towards a mitzvah, even if it's on Shabbos. And now I do the same. Says the Gemara, Omer of Zera, Agra de Pirka Rihata. A very famous Gemara, in which Rav Zera says, the reward or the merit of taking part in the Pirka is the Rihata, is the run, excuse me, is Riyato. So what is he saying? The schar of taking part in the shir is very much to do with the running. Why? So look at Rashi. Agra de Pirka. Ika kibul schar habriyos. Harotzim lishmoya drosha mipi chacham. The main schar that people get when they go to the drasha, his schar hamarutza, is actually not the reward for the actual learning, but rather a reward for the running. Why? Shahare rubom einom mevinim. Because most of the people there did not understand the drasha. Lahamid girsa v'loima shmua mepi rabon. Lachar zman shikablu schar limud. Therefore, they can't really be zoicha to a schar for the actual learning because, to be quite honest, they didn't really understand the learning. And if they didn't understand the learning, they can't get a schar for it. But excuse me. But if they ran there, then for that they will get schar, because even if they didn't understand the learning, so if they weren't perhaps yotze to the mitzvah of limud Torah, but by virtue of the fact that they ran there, that itself is a merit there, because they showed their enthusiasm for Torah. And that is a very virtuous thing. And for that, they will get a schar. Says the Gemara Vayta, Omar Abaya Agra de Kalo Duchka. Remember we spoke about yesterday, when they come to the kala, they come to the learning, it's very, very squashy. So the fact that they are squashy, all sitting there very squashed, that is a big schar for them. Why? Because that we said before, even if they don't understand the learning, but the fact that they're still willing to come, albeit that it's uncomfortable and it's squashy, that itself is a big schar. That itself is a big schar. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav, Agra de Shmeitzer Svara. The main reward of learning is the Svara. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Agra de Shmeitzer Svara, Shehu Yogeya v'Toireach u'machashev. He exerts himself and toils and thinks, Lahovin Tamoy Sheldova, in order to understand the reasoning. In other words, if one learns, but one just breezes through it without paying much attention, without exerting yourself, without any Yegiya Batayro, then for that there's no main schar. Now, it doesn't say he won't get any schar at all, but that's not the main schar. He'll get schar. But far more important is the person who is Tereach and he exerts effort in understanding the svara of what he's learning, that will therefore benefit him. That will be deserving of him for the main schar. Omer Papa, said Papa, we continue. Agra de Beitamia Shtikusa. The merit of Beitamia is going to visit an oval. Rachmana Litzlan, somebody is sitting in Shiva. The main point is Shtikusa is silence. Very important. Sometimes, and I'm sure you've all seen this, people go to the Shiva and for want of anything sensible to say, they just say nonsensible things. So how long was he ill for? And when did he die? And which hospital was it? It's all totally irrelevant. It's far more important just to be b'shtika, like the Gemara says. Why? That itself is a nechama for the Avedim, the fact that somebody came and was just silent and shared in their pain. That's the main purpose. Amar Mazutra Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa. The main point of the Tanis is the Tzedakah. You will very often hear this announced in the shul by the Gaboi Tzedakah on a Tanis. When they're collecting for the local Kupashul Tzedakah on a fast, they will say, the Gemara says, Agra de Tanisa Tzidkasa. The main point of the Tanis is the Tzedakah. Why is that? Because as we know, the function, the purpose of a Tanis is not just for the sake of not eating. Rather, it's in order to be ma'oira, a person, to tshuva tfila utzdaka. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Agra de Hespeda Diluya. Now, Agra de Hespeda Diluya, literally translated, is that when a person says, hey, Hesped, the main point is Diluya. Diluya means to lift up. Lift up means to say it loud. So the posh pshat is you should say it loud. That's the main scha. Because then if you say it loud, then people will indeed listen. And they'll be all moved. If you look at the bottom Rashi, Diluya lahorim koil beloshein nehi v'agmas nefesh. In order you should lift up your voice in a very sad, painful voice. Sheyivku hashemim, that those who are there are crying, because that's the whole purpose. Others translate the Gemara a little bit differently, and they say, Agra de Speda Duluya, you should lift up, not that you should lift up the voice, but rather, Duluya, Duli is that the word Duli, a bucket. You should be able to draw something from the Hesped. The point of the Hesped is not just to talk about the person who passed away and say, wow. And this story and that story and another amazing story, but rather, Duluya, what can you draw inspiration from that Hesped? And finally, in this list, Omar Vashi Agra de Behilula Mili. Behilula is a wedding. The merit of attending a wedding lies in the words. What does it mean, lies in the words? Which words? Look at the top Rashi. L'sameach ha-chosn bedvarim. M'sameach. It's a great Indian. M'sameach ha-chosn bedvarim. But merely just to come and have your piece of kugel and then go home, that's not the point of attending a wedding or even dancing. It says here, the main purpose is M'sameach, you wish him mazel tov, and you give him a brocha, and you praise his kalo, etc., etc. That is the whole purpose. Okay, we've got time to carry on? Yes, we have. Okay. Says the Gemara, are you still with me, everybody? Yeah. Omer Avuna Kol Hamispalel Achoire Beis HaKnesses. Bit of a discussion exactly what this means. We'll see in a second. Literally translated, whoever davens at the back of the shul, it could be translated behind the shul, but for the moment we'll translate it as the at the back of the shul, Nikra Rosha. Very severe. Shenemar Saviv Roshoim Yishalchu. Now look at the top Rashi. Rashi explains exactly what this is referring to. The doors of the shul were on the eastern side. That means your face is towards the west and your back is towards the east. So if you daven at the back of the shul, and you're in fact facing east, and you do not turn your face towards the shul, so you've got your back to the shul, is nira kakoifa. So it's as if you're denying, you're being denying the existence of Misha Tzibur Mispanin in the funnel. Who is everybody davening to? The Rabbeinu Shalom. By turning your back, Kavayachol, you're turning your back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's considered so severe. Look back in the Gemara. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, that may well be true, but Lo Yomron Ela Deloy Mahadar Api LeBeit Knishta. That's only if you do not turn your face towards the shul. In other words, you may indeed be with your back to the shul, but if you face towards the Beis HaKnesses, then it can't be considered a Rasha. Avul Mahadar Api LeBeit Knishta. But if indeed you have your face towards the shul, even though your back is not, then less long bar, then that is fine. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was this person, the Komatsli Achoyrei Beikinishta, the Loi Mahadar Apele Beikinishta, there was this person with his back towards the shul and he did not face the shul. That's a very, very severe thing. Cholaf Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi passed. Chazye, and he saw him. Idmalei Ketaya. So he appeared to him disguised as an Arab merchant. Taya is a soicher, as she says, a businessman. Omalei Kadur Bar Kayamto Kami Moroch. He said to him, are you standing with your back towards your master? Sholaf Safsara, he took out his sword, the Katle, and he killed him. So this is obviously a very, very serious thing. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone should feel well, and everyone should be well. Be'ez Hashem.
Yeah.
All the best. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.